This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good tovach. Welcome, everyone. So we started before Pesach a series for Nashim on Shabbos Mevarchim. We couldn't do it this Shabbos, obviously. We're now out in the shul. So at least Matzah Shabbos Mevarchim is a good opportunity to get together. And perhaps a timely subject is Chinuch, as we all have the kids home. My wife just told me that there's only one career that has continued and has not been interfered or interrupted during this whole crisis, and that is the housewife, the mother of the house. And if anything, her career has expanded greatly. And what I want to focus on this evening is equally applicable to men, but it will be recorded. So if you think like you need to, you know, go like that to your husband and say, you know, this is talking to you, you could send him the recording. So let's just begin. This Shabbos was Shabbos Mevarchim Iyar. And Iyar, the Svarim tell us, stand for Ani Hashem Roifecha. It's a month of healing. And Matzah Shabbos is also a month of healing. Actually, the Gemara says that hot brings healing on Matzah Shabbos. Hot water, drinking anything hot, eating anything hot. Any heat brings refuah. So it should be a month of refuah. Lanu L'chol Yisrael. Amen. We just came off the Yom Tov of Pesach, so let me begin with a story. This story happened with the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer used to feed many, many aniyim, and many aniyim would come to his house on in the days preparing for Pesach, and the Chassam Sofer would administer to these aniyim matzah, so that everybody would have matzah for Pesach. And sometimes he would ask his wife to give it out, sometimes the mishareses, the woman, the maid, would give out the matzah for Pesach to the aniyim. But the Chassam Sofer, of course, had his special matzah. And somehow in the mix and in the commotion of Erev Yom Tov, the mishareses, the maid, gave away the Chassam Sofer's special matzah, the matzah that was baked with great hiddur, with great dikduk. And obviously the Chassam Sofer's wife, when she got wind of this, she was very upset because she figured her husband would be very upset. These matzahs meant a lot for the Chassam Sofer. These were the matzahs that the Chassam Sofer would be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with. And she was nervous, and he walks into the house, and it's soon before Pesach, and he says, you know, what's wrong? What is it? And she spills the beans, and the Chassam Sofer collects himself, and he said as follows. This is reported by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. He says, the Chassam Sofer said, better to eat regular matzah, maybe machine matzah or pashut matzah on Pesach, than heaven forbid to slip and be nichshal in getting angry. That's one version of the story. Another version of the story is even more provocative, and that is Chassam Sofer says, better to eat chametz on Pesach than to get angry. We all are so careful not to eat chametz on Pesach, perhaps not even to eat gebrakst, perhaps not even to, many are makbid, obviously, on kidneys. I see maybe there's a Sfardi over here. I don't know if he knows this is for the ladies, but it's okay. But we're so careful not to be nichshal in any Yisurei Pesach. However, when it comes to smaller kinds of Yisurim, in our mind, let's say getting angry, it's no big deal. You know, what's wrong with getting angry? But it's not true. So the first thing we have to understand, before we speak about chinuch, is anger in general. Even though we don't think of it this way, and maybe we never even learned, anger, according to Chazal, is considered like idolatry. Anger is a big problem. Getting angry is considered a sin. It's considered an avera. There's another similar story. And I'm not here to tell you about averos today, but we're here to talk about chinuch. But let's just get a little bit of an introduction. There's a similar story Rabbi Avadya Yosef brings about the Oyev Yisrael, one of the great Hasidic masters, where a woman and her husband came to the Oyev Yisrael and they had a marital strife and they were thinking of breaking apart. And the Oyev Yisrael turns to the man, he says, you know, why are you thinking of dissolving the marriage? And he says, look, Do you know what my wife did on Pesach? She fred me gebrox. Oy vai, the Oy Yisrael says by us chasidim gebrox, it's like chametz. So he says, but let me tell you something. And he calls in his Rebbetzin and he says, Rebbetzin, come on, spill the beans. What kind of matzah did you give me this Pesach? And you know, she's getting nervous. He says, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. It's, I know already, I know. And she says, look, I gave you a simple matzah. I didn't give you shmura matzah. And the Oy of Yisrael says, you see, my wife gave me a regular matzah. But it's better I should eat regular matzah and not get angry. Because at the end of the day, kas, even though maybe we think of it, it's not a big deal. We get angry every day. We get angry perhaps on the hour. Something perturbs us. Something gets on our nerves. One of the kids does something and we can't take it anymore. Nevertheless, we sort of have to have a sort of a reality shift. Kas is something which, according to Chazal, is a very serious infraction. And the reason it's a serious infraction is what we're going to speak about tonight. And that is because Chazal understand that when a person is angry, they have abdicated their seichel. They have given up their seichel. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga, Ezehu shaita, who is a fool? So the Gemara says someone who walks outside at night, right? Imagine somebody, 3 o'clock in the morning, decided to go to Manhattan and walk through the streets. He's a fool. Are you crazy? You're putting your life in jeopardy. Someone who sleeps in the cemetery, obviously, a meshugana. Says the Gemara, if you do something out of anger, you're considered a shoita. Why is someone who does something out of anger considered a shoita? Because at that moment, you've abdicated your seichel, you've given up your mind, you've given up your reason, you've given up common sense, and you're not thinking rationally. But I saw something amazing in a sefer, Olam Hamidos, of a good friend of mine, Rav Moshe Dan Kestenbaum, and he writes, I believe it's on page Kuf Dalid. And actually, his book is available in English. And my daughter actually just told me she just finished the entire book in English. So it's very worthwhile to be able to have a sefer on Midos and Musar in the vernacular. He brings but a very insightful idea. The Gemara says in Erevin, there are 3 ways to recognize the true nature of a person. Everybody knows this Gemara. A person is nikar b'kaisai, b'kisai, b'kasai. Person is nikar. If he loses money, then we see what the person's true nature is. Person is nikar when they drink. When a person drinks alcohol and their inhibitions are sort of loosened, we see the true nature of a person. And a person is recognized when they get angry. When a person gets angry, they can do anything. We see what the person is all about. This Gemara is comparing an angry person to a drunk. So says Rabbi Kestenbaum, just like it's obvious, someone who is under the influence of alcohol, they cannot drive. They cannot operate simple machinery. Now, driving a car is not rocket science. You could get a license at 18 years old. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to drive. It doesn't require a great seichel. You could be listening to a tape, talking on the phone, obviously on a Bluetooth. You could be doing 10 things and drive. It's not that complex to drive a car. But you can drive if you're under the influence of alcohol. If you can drive when you're under the influence of alcohol, and getting angry is like getting drunk, it's like drinking, then you cannot do anything when you're angry. Which means a person has to make a firm Kabbalah and a firm commitment. That when I'm upset and when I'm angry, I will not do anything. I won't say a word, and I will not react to my children. This is the most important step to take in successful parenting. When you're angry, you need to just calm down. You cannot interact. This is not if you can't drive, you can't drive, you can't be mechanich. You're putter from chinuch. You need to tell yourself, when I'm angry, I'm not going to talk to anyone, I'm not going to say anything, I will not do anything until I sober up from my anger. Because anger is compared to shichrus. It's compared to drunkenness. So let me share with you a deep insight that I actually didn't even remember this. I was looking in my notes today. This comes from the Sefer Or Olam of Rabbi Victor Miller. And he has a very insightful idea. You know, all midos have the midah and the antithesis and the midah and the polar opposite. So, for example, in the Sefer Orchas Tzadikim, Rav Miller writes, and I found the same thing in the Sefer Malos Hamidos. The Orchas Tzadikim lists Mida and its opposite. For example, Gaiva, arrogance, and the opposite of Gaiva is Anivus, humility. You have remembering and forgetfulness. You have love and you have hatred. Now the Orchas Tzadikim comes to the Mida of anger. What would you say is the opposite of anger? So the opposite of anger is shalva, tranquility, margoya, contentment, peacefulness. Right? What's the opposite? Someone who's angry, you know, smoke coming out of their ears, smoke coming out of their nose, they're all agitated. What's the opposite of anger? The opposite of anger, we would have thought is shalva or margoya. No. The Orchas Tzadikim, also in the Sefer Malos Hamidos, brings the opposite of anger is ratzon, goodwill. What's the meaning of this? Why is the opposite of anger goodwill? Says Rav Avigdor Miller, from here we see a very deep insight into what the problem with anger is and how we break it and how we overcome it. Anger is when something is menaged us, when something opposes us, when something gets in our way, when something is interfering with us. I don't understand. I want to clean the kitchen and this kid is getting up for the 90th time and I would have liked to have gone to sleep 15 minutes earlier, half hour earlier. The kid is menaged me. He's interfering with me. He's getting in the way. He's getting in the way. And the opposite of kas is ratzon, where a person has goodwill to what comes and encounters them. A person accepts what they encounter. A person is able to be soivel. A person is able to tolerate. A person is able to show goodwill to. In other words, you ask someone, clean up this room. You come back, they didn't do it. So this person interfered with your schedule. They are menage to you. They opposed you. So to overcome kas, the proper mida would be ratzain, where a person says, you know, this angers me, this annoys me, this pesters me. The mida that is the antithesis of kas is the mida of ratzain, the mida of accepting, the mida of tolerating. Tolerating is the opposite of kas. So I want to share with you, I guess, a chiddush that sort of struck me today, and it's a Gemara Megillah Daf Chavchas. Very often we get angry because someone is taking away our time. We ask somebody to do something. This person is delaying us. I ask somebody to be ready. I ask somebody to do something, and you're delaying my time. My time is very valuable. I'm so busy. I'm so harried. I just want to rest. I just want time to myself, and this person is taking away my time. So here's a good thought to have. The Gemara Megillah says that the Talmidim asked Reb Zera, why did you live long? Reb Zera lived a very long life. Reb Zera was a Kohen. I had this chus to be at the kever of Reb Zera this past January in Arbel. It's all the way on the top of a mountain. And the Talmidim asked Reb Zera, why do you live so long? And he says, Miyamai lo hikparati b'toich besi. I never got angry in my house. To me, this is amazing. Think about it. Reb Zera says, I never got angry in my house. What a bracha this is. So the next time somebody does something, you say to yourself, oh, this person's taking away my time. My time is so valuable. I'm so busy. I have so much to do. I need my... Relax. If you don't get angry now, your reward is going to be, you're going to live longer. You'll make up the time. That's the mida keneged mida over here. The Ribbon Shalom says, somebody who controls their anger, someone who's able to remain calm, you'll have more time. That's the reward. So next time somebody interferes with your schedule, you should think to yourself, Ribbon Shalom, you're testing me, but I'm going to remain calm because I know that you're going to reward me mida keneged mida, that whatever time this person made me lose out on, you're going to make up for me. I'm going to get it back. Here's a very interesting thought. The Sefer Charedim was written by Rabbi Elazar Azkiri. He was one of a contemporary of the Arizal. And he says something very interesting. You know, in when God brought the Mabul to the world, and this is something to think about in our very dangerous time. When Hashem brought the Mabul to the world, how many people were spared? It was a very dangerous time. No one was spared. Only Noach was spared. Why was Noach spared? Like, what did Noach do that God loved him so much that he was the only one who was spared? Why was he the only one who was spared? Like, what was his chus? What was his redeeming quality? It doesn't really say anywhere in the Chumash. It doesn't say anywhere what the zchus and what the merit of Noach was, why Hashem spared him more than anybody else. But Rabbi Elazar Azkiri reveals that the secret to understanding why the Ribbono Shel Olam spared Noach is actually found in Noach's name. Noach means calm. And that's why it says, Ela Toldos Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Tamim hoya b'daros ha'asakim hishalich Noach. He was always calm. He was calm to Shamayim. He was calm to the animals. He was calm to people. Noach didn't get angry. The animals were barking, feed me, feed me, feed me. You know, if we were Noach, we would have said, close your mouth already. You should be happy I put you on this teva. I'll feed you when I get around to it. Stop bugging me. Stop pestering me. I can't sleep the whole night and you know, you're not giving me a break. You know, if you make another noise, you're not going to get food for a week. If you don't get it, if you bark again, I'm going to throw you off the teva with the raven. Noach didn't get angry. That was his zuchus. In a time that the whole world was being destroyed, every last human being was being destroyed. Noach zechus, that he was not destroyed with the rest of the Mabul, was he remained calm. Now, easier said than done. But it gives us a perspective that when tensions are high, and this kid needs, you know, the phone, and that kid needs to get onto Zoom, and that kid needs to call in, if we're able to remain calm, we could tell ourselves that this might be the most important thing that I do today. More important maybe than my tefillah. More important than chesed to other people. Perhaps the most important thing a person could do the entire day is that when tensions are tough, you remain noyach, remain calm. This is a zuchus that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves so much that the entire world could be in a Mabul, the entire world could be destroyed. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, that's the one who I love. That's the one who I'm going to save. What did the person do already? What Noach did was Noach was able to remain calm. So we learned a few things. I see our time is running low, and if I'm not finished, I guess just log on again. We learned that in the perspective of the Torah, getting angry is something which is severe. And the reason why it's severe is because Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to operate on all, running on all cylinders, level-headed, with reason. And when a person gets angry, they're like a shikar, they're like a drunk, where they're not capable of making decisions. So a very important technique that we learned about is that when a person feels that they're upset and they're angry, they should accept not to react, not to do anything, and not to say anything. That's what we learned from the Gemara. That's what we saw from the Sefer Olam HaMidos. Furthermore, we learned that even though when something makes us angry, we feel like our schedule is being affected, our time is being affected, our precious time is being taken away, we tell ourselves, the Gemara Megillah says that someone who doesn't get angry lives longer. You know, one thing that we see in common about people who live long, I remember I was at a funeral. It was Erev Yom Kippur of somebody's grandfather in the shul. And I believe they lived, I think to the high 90s, maybe even older. And one of the things they said, this person didn't get angry. That's something we see commonly by people who live long. They're able to keep themselves calm. So a technique to keep a person calm is when you feel somebody's taking away your schedule, taking away your time, you say to yourself, this is a bracha, this brings bracha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will make up the time, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help me live longer. We also learned that it's a skula, it's a zechus, in a time when things are difficult, and we're for sure in a shas din right now. We look around, Baruch Hashem, perhaps we see it's easing up a bit. But this was 4 weeks, one of the most difficult weeks probably in our entire life, maybe in many decades. And We all need zechusim that the Ribbono Shel Olam be merachem on us. We look to the Mabul. Chazal tell us, the Sefer Haredim tells us, the reason why Noach was saved in the times of the Mabul, he was able to keep calm under the most trying circumstance. I'm going to just conclude by sharing something with you. I've said this over many times, but it's worth repeating. We know somebody who was very successful in raising children was somebody by the name of Avraham Avinu. Avraham produced quite a son, Yitzchak, one of the greatest people who ever lived, one of the Avos. Avraham produced a tzaddik. Sarah produced a tzaddik. So how'd they do it? What was the technique? We don't find that many interactions between Avraham and Yitzchak in the Torah. We do find that they interacted by the Akedah. So I'm going to share with you. I see for some reason the Zoom is probably going to stop in about 30 seconds. So what we're going to do is it will probably turn off. If we ask everybody just try to get back onto the Zoom. We'll wait another minute and a half, and we'll conclude, if that's okay. Okay, so we're just going to wait until this expires, and then we ask everybody to just click on again for the final 5-10 minutes. Thank you. Okay, so we're speaking about Avraham and Yitzchak. This is an idea I've said over many times, but it's worthwhile repeating in the context of what we're learning. The basic point is like this. I'm sure you're all much more experienced in raising children more than me. You're with your kids all day. But the point that we're emphasizing is we have to remain calm. We have to make sure that whatever our ideals and our values are, we're imparting without any kas. Because when a person is bekas, if they can't operate machinery, they for sure cannot deal with another child. Now, just concluding thoughts in terms of what children need from us more than anything else. We find very little interaction between Avraham Yitzchak in the entire Chumash. But one particular exchange, which is very powerful and very telling, is when Avraham Avinu is taking his son Yitzchak to be slaughtered. And Yitzchak realizes something's up, something is strange, and Yitzchak turns to Avraham, Vayomer Elav, Avi? And he says, my father? Vayomer? You know what Avram says to Yitzchak? Hineni b'ni, behold, here I am. Now this is very interesting. Hineni. Where else do we find the word hineni? In the very beginning of the Akedah. Vayomer Elokim vayihi achrei hadvarim ha'ila. V'Elokim nisa es Avraham. God tested Avraham. Vayomer Elav Avraham. And God says, Avraham, are you ready for the challenge? Are you up for the test? Are you up for the challenge? Vayomer? What did Abraham say? Hineni b'ni. Avraham said, Hineni, behold, here I am. What did Avraham say to God? Hineni. What does Hineni mean? Says Rashi, Lashon Anova, a Lashon of humility, the Lashon Zimon, a Lashon of I'm prepared to do your bidding. God tells Avraham, are you up for the biggest challenge in history? And Avraham says, Hineni, behold, here I am. It's a language of great humility. Wait a second. Doesn't Avraham use that word hineni to somebody else? Doesn't Avraham say that to Yitzchak? Yitzchak says, Dad, is that you? And what does Avraham say? Hineni, behold, here I am. Hineni? Avraham's talking to Yitzchak with humility? The same humility that Avraham used standing before the Lord of the universe, the Master of the universe, Avraham is using before his son. Says Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, from here we learn, the same way you need to speak before God with humility, you need to speak to your children with humility. Says Rav Gamliel, the same way you need to stand before God with respect, you need to speak with respect to your children. Says Rav Gamliel, he says something incredible. He says, I deal with teenagers at risk. And if there's one common denominator that children today need more than ever, it's they don't need things. By the way, I'll tell you an interesting thing. You know, today we read in Perkei Avos, the hevi aniyim b'nei beischa, the poor should be members of your house. So how do you fulfill that today? You can't let anyone into your house. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you know what it means, the poor should be members of your house? It means the members of your house should be poor. You don't need to buy your kids things. They don't need to have things. They don't have to. It's not good for them. But you know what they need? They need respect. Children today, says Rav Gamliel, in his opinion, children who have difficulty and turmoil, the main ingredient that they're missing is the respect of their parents. That their parents don't respect them as individuals and they don't respect their opinions. Says Rav Gamliel, you know why Rabbi Avraham was able to produce a child like Yitzchak? Because he gave him Derech Eretz. Because he spoke to him with humility. The same word he spoke to God, Hineni, that's the word he used to speak to his child. And then Rav Gamliel drops a bombshell. He says that his mother told him that if the Torah was written today, and I don't know, I don't think, I would never say this, and I'm even afraid to say that Rav Gamliel said this, but he says it, so I'm telling you what he says. That Rav Gamliel says that if the Torah was written today, it would not say in the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. It would say, honor your son and daughter. Because that is what children in 2020 need more than anything else. They need us to be calm. They need us to be level-headed. And if a parent is able to say calm and level-headed and speak to the child with respect and in that vein and in that presentation, give over. Yes, Shefala, could you please do me a favor? I know you're very busy. Could you please clean your room? Well, that's very disarming. You didn't yell at them. You didn't scream at them. You didn't lose it. But you did tell them what to do. But you said it with respect. This is a great avoida, especially in this time. It's not easy. Easier said than done. I'm aware of the challenge. I'm speaking about it because I want to work on it myself. But may the Ribbono Shel Olam give us all siyata d'shmaya. Great patience, great tolerance, but if we're able to remain calm, remain level-headed, show our children the respect that they so desperately need from us, we will for sure see all the peros and the fruits of our labor and the tremendous nachas that we're all hoping and yearning for. And of course, we end off that, you know, the most important thing is that for success in raising children, we need constant tefillos, tefillos, tefillos. We always say, it's not enough to daven, even in Shemoneh Esrei, for the success of our children. We have to daven all day long. When we put them to sleep, when we wake up in the morning, the Mishnah Berurah says it should be fluent on the mouth of a father and mother, prayers for the welfare of their children. This is something that should become part of our personality, that we're constantly beseeching and davening to Hashem for the success of our children. May the Ribbono Shel Olam answer our tefillos, barachim v'ratzon. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Meretz Hashem Agun Chodesh, and we hope to see the end of this difficult period for Klal Yisrael. Agud Tovach. Thank you so much. Okay. End meeting. End meeting for all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.